Kamala Harris and Benjamin Netanyahu speak about U.S.-Israel partnership. By Jacob Bliss on March 5, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday about the U.S.-Israel partnership. Harris's office released a statement after the exchange detailing the commitment the Biden-Harris administration has towards keeping the U.S.-Israel partnership and the commitment towards Israel's safety and security. She expressed strong support for Israel's recent groundbreaking normalization agreements with countries in the Arab and Muslim world, and stressed the importance of advancing peace, security, and prosperity for Israelis and Palestinians alike, said the statement. The vice president and the prime minister agreed on the importance of continuing close cooperation and partnership on regional security issues, including Iran's nuclear program and the regime's dangerous regional behavior. They also reviewed the importance the two countries have in containing the coronavirus pandemic. There's been a phone call between the VP and Netanyahu, according to the White House. pic.twitter.com/pgzitdb. Steve Herman, at W7VOA, March 4, 2021. Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs released a similar statement adding Vice President Harris expressed the American administration's complete opposition to the decision of the prosecutor of the ICC in The Hague. The release continued, Prime Minister Netanyahu said that intelligence and security cooperation would continue to be strengthened and added that as Prime Minister of Israel he was totally committed to preventing Iran from developing nuclear weapons designed to destroy Israel. In February, Netanyahu's office released a statement on U.S. readiness to resume diplomatic talks with Iran. Israel believes that going back to the old agreement will pave Iran's path to a nuclear arsenal, read the statement. When news surfaced about the U.S. starting talks again with Iran, the ambassador to the U.S. Gilad Erdan said Israel may ignore U.S. President Joe Biden in dealing with Iran if he pushes toward reviving the nuclear deal.